Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 218 of the Milk Bar. Jason and Zoe, both back in the same studio together again.
In the same country.
Yes, well, we were only 6,000 miles apart last time round, and the delay proved it. Hopefully, I didn't miss any edits, because it was a bit tricky. You can manage to catch all the problems that you get when you're working over Skype, but there we are.
No, so, it was fine.
I'm still recovering from my dental operation.
Oh, gosh, that's still a nightmare. Mind you, you said the dental service was really good.
They were great. And stitches are coming out tomorrow.
Oh,
so
nice.
That'll all be fun. What have you been up to the last few days?
Oh, just relax. Well, I say relaxing. I'm giving the house a good once over because I'm off on holiday. So I thought I might as well just get in those all those nooks and crannies that you don't normally do on a week-to-week basis.
Or ever, in your case, yes. Mostly. But there we are. So you're actually vacuuming the front room.
Deep clean, Jason. That's what
really
doing,
what the windows in the conservatory as
and
well. I'm impressed.
I'm repainting as well.
Wow. Mm. So if it's dirty, you're just painting over it.
No,
you're not cleaning it. You're painting it.
That'd be silly.
Okay. What have we got coming up on the show?
Well, we have got a craft fair on the 21st of September. We'll be talking to Angela Lewis about that one.
Yes, we'll also be finding out about Wolves membership and how you could become a dribbler or a Young Wolves member or part of My Wolves.
And music today is Dan Greenwood.
Hello, Daniel Greenwood.
Oh,
get his name
sorry,
right, please.
Daniel,
hello.
Makes all the difference.
It does, because he sounds posh. Look, he sounds posh. You'll get used to that before the end of the show. You're going to play a few tunes for us, aren't you?
I'm going to play four, I think, yeah.
Yeah, we'll let you loose for four tunes. You got your guitar. Has your guitar got a name?
It hasn't. It's quite new, actually. It's kind of like the underbed monster. It's sat in someone's bed for 10 years.
And you've rescued it.
And then I bought it, yeah.
Okay, so we'll... hear from the underbed monster later on.
That's a dodgy name.
It is. It's peculiar, but we'll get over that, okay? But first of all, we go to the phones where we find none other than Eva Perón. Well, actually, it's Madeline Alberto. Hello.
Hello, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Now, for all intents and purposes, for these 2 weeks, you are Eva Perón and you're at the Grand Theatre. And it must be absolutely fantastic being down there and rather enjoying the Evita musical.
Oh, very much. It's been an absolute blessing just for me to be able to portray her for this tour. I wasn't very familiar with the show at all, but since rehearsals that I've really realized how lucky I am. And being at Wolverhampton, the audiences so far have been so wonderfully receptive, which makes a huge difference, you know, when you're performing. And giving so much every night is wonderful to have that reception. So we're very much looking forward to our time here.
So is Wolverhampton your first stop on this tour?
Oh, no, we've been touring since May.
Right.
We started at Wimbledon in London, and we're going to go all the way through till November. So we're over halfway there. But we just had a holiday before we came to Wolverhampton.
I knew you had a break of some kind.
Yeah,
so
we're coming in fresh, and it's been really good energy, really nice.
I think you need a break in it somewhere, don't you? Because it is, you know, you don't want your voices to get tired.
Yeah, I mean, physically, not just physically, because to do a show, I actually do it 7 shows a week. To do that for a long period of time, it's nice to rest and then come back to it fresh with... you know, seeing it as the first time in terms of acting and also, of course, vocally, it's such a demanding show that it's really good to rest. Although it does take a little bit longer to get back to it once you rest it for a long time. But we're getting there. It's been really good.
Now, you're not new to this musical theatre game, are you? You've been doing it a little bit of a while now.
No, I've been... Well, I was new to it growing up because I'm from Lisbon and in Portugal, and we don't really have the musical theater kind of, influences as you have obviously here in England. And so it was only when I moved to England that this world kind of opened up to me. And I've been very fortunate. I studied here for 3 years in performing arts, and I'm very fortunate that since then I've been working, so I've done quite a few shows. Which has been really lovely.
And what's it like working with Marty Pello?
Oh, it's wonderful. That's always the big question, isn't it? I didn't know who Marty was before I met him. And actually, our first meeting wasn't even at rehearsal. It was to do a photo shoot. And I had no idea who he was, and I couldn't understand a word he was saying. So I thought, this is going to be a long contract.
Are you trying to imply he's got a slight accent?
But, oh, just a slight one, yeah, yeah. And but then, you know, then during rehearsals and, you know, so far, he's such a wonderful friend. I really see him as a friend, and he's the most... I think he surprised the whole company with how committed and passionate he is about this, to see that he does have a choice whether to do this kind of work or not, and that he does it because he does love it, and he's very passionate about, you know, perfecting the art, especially when we talk about acting, and because, you know, singing in musicals is very different from singing from the background he has, and so he's a very humble, grounded person, which was surprising to everyone. So he's been wonderful to work with, and he's a very funny man.
I was going to say, he does seem quite funny, actually.
Whenever he's
I've seen him in interviews.
Just spend, like, before the show and after the show, like, just telling stories or playing guitar a little bit and things like that. So he's been a really good company, yeah.
And how are you finding the story of Evita itself? Because it is quite an emotional roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah, it's massive. I mean... there's two sides to it. One of the sides is to try and portray from when she was 15 until she was 33 when she died. So as an actor, it's always a huge challenge to try and do that and show that what would have maybe been her last sort of moments dying, you know, because she had quite of an excruciating death with cancer. And so that's one of the sides. And the other side of the challenge as an actor is to portray someone who is such a public figure and so important, but also that we don't know the real side to her, because there's so many stories and so contradictory, and she kind of became a legend, you know, and I think she started believing the stories about herself also when she was still alive. And so the interesting bit was to, for me, what I decided to do when I embarked on this was to kind of put aside a little bit the ideas that we have of her, like in the United States and here in Europe, and try and see what the people in Argentina think about her. So my idea was to kind of portray her as human as possible, and to see that even nowadays you have millions of people who still worship this lady. So that's, you know, to find the little bits within the musical to show that she was just a really young, ambitious girl who wanted to be an actress, funnily enough. Mm. And then it all kind of became like this giant snowball just coming downhill. So I think everybody can relate to that in a way, if we forget about all the political issues that, you know, we're not even sure of what really happened, but she still did a lot of good things to the population. And I think I even recently was asked to do an interview for an Argentinian journalist. And in his request, he said, she's so beloved to us. So she's still someone who they love very much, regardless of the bad connotations we all might have of her.
Mm-hmm. And the time that's passed since all this was...
Of course, there's also always an historical context and a geographical context. People in South America are very different spiritually than we are, I think. And also, you know, it was just the end of the Second War, and, you know, communism was quite popular. So there's a whole context of things that... and also when the musical was written, late 70s, there was a big dispute between England and Argentina, I think.
I think we might be seeing another one of those in the near future, unfortunately, the way things are going. It's not looking great at the moment.
We should get over it.
I think it's them that needs to, but let's not go there.
No, we'll not get over that.
But, I mean, the musical itself, though, I mean, there's some very powerful songs, and you get some of the best numbers being Eva Perón.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think the only number I don't get that people recognize a lot is possibly Another Suitcase, Another Wall, which Our Lady, who plays the mistress, does it so beautifully. But I'm very lucky. I wasn't familiar with any of them apart from Argentina,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I have to say, the easiest song vocally to do in the show.
And one of your favorites as well? Or?
I do love it, but I
should think you enjoy challenge more, though, don't you, really?
Yeah, well, other songs are more vocally challenging, which are fun, like a lot more fun to do, and others more emotionally challenging. The thing with Don't Cry For Me is that I think the song was written before the show was written. And so for me to make sense of it, I have to make it part of a scene. And I think of it as a speech I'm giving and a part of, you know, the curve of the story rather than, oh, now this is the song. So that's kind of the way I try and approach everything. But I have to say that my favorite song is actually the last song of the show, Lament, because I feel like it's where I can exercise all the demons of what, you know, she's, well, I go through as an actress, you know, telling the story. So the lament, luckily, is there for me to kind of expel everything bad, which is really nice.
Well, it's an interesting place for you to be in your career as well, because this is, it's a big headline name. Mm-hmm. You've played, obviously, many leading roles before, but where do you see yourself developing next once you finish this tour come November?
Well, I can't be sure of what I'd like to do even more than what I'm doing. What I have guaranteed that I'm doing is that I'm working on a new musical based on Émile Zola's novel. So it's a very French, old, very dramatic story called Thérèse Raquin. And that will be happening in the spring in London for a short period of time. So I'm very looking forward to doing that. I love working on new musicals and kind of be able to create the roles from scratch. So that's kind of my goal, or to be lucky as I was right now, where I can, even though it's a role that has been played so many times for so many years, I was allowed a huge scope to kind of make it my own and bring some new things, hopefully, to the table. So I don't know. There's a lot of things I'd love to do. I also write music, and it's kind of always in the background of my acting career. But whenever I'm not working in the theater, you know, I go and play little gigs with my guitar and things like that. So you never know. I'm not making any plans.
You could have a duo with Marty Pello, couldn't you?
I'd love to. I'm just embarrassed.
He's touring later on this year. Where get the support gig.
He is. I'm definitely going to be there in the front row because I've never seen him perform anything other than this, right? So, and whenever I see his videos on YouTube, I just laugh at him. And you know, when he had his long hair,
you don't tease him about looking 20 years older, do you? Come on.
No, he actually looks pretty good. I think the thing is, his beard is quite grey, so it turns him a bit older. But I think he looks pretty good for his age.
That's just for the part. Those are highlights he's had put in for his part in Evita.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah, that's why it
No, but I'm sure his fans will not be disappointed.
Certainly not. I'm hearing great reviews. I'm going to try and get along and see the production myself in the near future.
Oh, please do. I think you'll enjoy it.
It actually runs right through until Saturday the 31st of August with performances at 7:30, except, of course, Bank Holiday Monday. And then you've got Wednesday and the second Thursday and Saturday matinees at 2:30 p.m. So get yourself along there. Ticket prices are available online at grandtheatre.info. And if you want to book your tickets, 01902 429212, have a chat with the box office and they will sort you out. Madalena, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You've got to go and warm up for tonight's production now, I think.
I will,
haven't you?
In a minute, yes.
Let me speak to you. Do enjoy the rest of the performances you have here and as you head around the country. And we look forward to seeing you something else, even if it's just sat on a bar stool playing your guitar in a pub somewhere in Wolverhampton in a couple of weeks' time.
That could totally happen too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Now, we actually have a live musician, Jason.
Yes, we heard a bit from the top of the show. Daniel Greenwood is here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Right, yes. So we brought you in with guitar and everything.
I've got a guitar and I've got everything.
So it's nice to have a bit of live music, isn't it?
I did threaten this last week when we were talking when I was in Singapore. So,
well, that could have been interesting, actually, Jason, if you'd have dragged somebody off the street into your hotel room.
I did try and get a singer in
did
Singapore.
Did you really?
Yes, but it didn't quite work out. Maybe next time when I'm there later on in next month, okay?
That would be good.
Yeah, people would say, it's nice to have a live musician until you're my neighbour.
Well, we were slightly worried when we did this in Aberdeen when I'd got someone singing in my hotel room then, but we'll pass through. We've actually got neighbours next door because we're recording a bit earlier than normal, so if Julie throws something at the windows, that's because you're singing too loud. Okay, Daniel, it'll be your fault.
Give her a smile, she'll be all right.
That's okay. Right, so we're doing four original songs for us, so we'll have the first one straight off and then we'll find out more about you in a second. What are we going to hear first?
You're going to hear a song called I'll Never Know, which is track two off my recently released EP. Hope you like it. Thank you.
got my window open to let in the cold, so I can't blame these goosebumps on wanting to go. My life is packed in boxes and my shoes don't want to get clean. I was gonna buy some new ones anyway. Well, I gotta write a song that'll make them wanna dance now. Sell them off to people that I don't even know. It's a weird thing how it all pans out. Know how a song it wants to go. Well, I don't need to be rich or on TV. With all that going on, someone said it's not for me, but I guess I'll never know. Oh, my good little brother, he gets back from school and he takes off his glasses. Plans what we're gonna do. His jokes aren't that funny, but they all work on me. Sometimes what you got is what you need. No. I got all things here that I need, and all things to keep me from misery. I could leave him here, I lock the door and I throw away the key. This grass is fine for me. I don't need another shade of green. And I don't need to be no the witcher on TV. With all that going on, someone said it's not for me. Guess I'll never know. Said it's not for me, but I guess I'll never know. I guess I'll never know.
Excellent, really enjoyed that. Good tune. And
nicely
taking a look at the music industry and saying that what you want to do is just be good.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. When you go to a label, you just say, don't worry, I'm really good.
But as it is, what, you're 17, 18 now?
I'm 20, actually.
Really, that old?
I look younger than I am, yeah. I get 17 quite a lot.
Mm-hmm. And so what have you been doing musically then so far?
So far as in the last few months?
Oh, well, so far in your life. Let's see, how did it all begin?
I kicked off playing guitar when I was about 10. I got my first guitar for £4. From an auction house, and it's rubbish, but I've still got it. Anyway, and I bounced around a few open mics, started singing a bit, and pretty quickly I started getting a few like gig offers and stuff.
Well, you're certainly getting attention now, because I know that as we're recording this, you won't have done it yet, but you will have busked before the match at Wolves versus Crawley outside the stadium.
Yeah, I was really chuffed to be asked to do that. It's a really, really cool place to busk, and like people are all there to have a good time as well, so it should be really good fun. Yeah.
Well, you'll be outside
and
the Billy Wright stand.
As well, instead of having...
Well, you won't be moved on because we've asked you to do it, so that makes it okay. It's nice to be doing that sort of thing, I suppose, but it's also the open mics, it's the going out, the selling CDs and putting your music out there before you do, hopefully become famous after all.
I mean, it depends how you judge your success. I mean, some people judge their success by getting famous, which at the end of the day, when you want to be a successful singer-songwriter, that is the milestone, isn't
it? That's how you want to make your money.
That is, yeah. But I mean, I just want to make a living off what I do, make people happy with what I do, and be famous.
You haven't got any second plan then, so you haven't got like a backup plan if this doesn't work?
Well, I'd rather not talk about it. I don't want to spoil the magic. Yeah, no. I have no second plan.
But are you studying at the moment as well?
I'm doing a degree, yeah.
Yeah, what in? Come on.
In music technology.
So that's like preparing yourself to do it properly, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you got the background to what you're going to do and enjoy.
I'm going to be there doing in the music industry, whatever happens, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so that's good.
He says. Famous last words.
Isn't it? Is it quite difficult to coordinate the guitar and the harmonica? Because I could imagine myself getting that mixed up.
What, trying to blow down the guitar? That's not going to work. Yeah.
I think when you learn to do anything in life, for instance, like, I was about to say being on the phone while driving, but you can't do that one. But often, like, if you're all right at one thing, you're all right at the other thing. It doesn't take too long to do it
just
together.
Have to do a lot of practice.
When I first started, I was mixing up my rhythms. I couldn't quite get my head around it, but you get over it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all good fun.
And how do you find it though, choosing which songs to perform as covers for the work you do? Because I know you are the wedding singer sometimes.
I am the wedding singer sometimes.
And yeah. You obviously the busking work as well. People like to hear songs they know as well as some of your own tunes.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I try and get as much of my own out. Once I've got someone's attention and I've earned their respect with a nice little cover, I try and throw them one of mine and see if it sticks.
Now, whose music do you like performing?
Well, my favourite musician at the moment is John Mayer. He's just had a new album out. He's big over in America. Jamie Cullum, big fan of. He's got a radio show on. He's got a jazz show on Radio 6. Ryan Adams, he's big in America. Jason Mraz.
Actually, I do like a lot of Ryan Adams stuff. It's good.
You do? What, yeah. Ryan, not Brian?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful, yeah. Ryan Adams. One,
New York was one of his, wasn't it?
Yeah, New York. He's
and that's like, not the Sinatra one, Zoe. It's a different one.
Although he does mix it up. He does do a medley of them too, actually. Yeah. It's quite clever. No, but, yeah. I mean, I am inspired by the success that people reap now in the charts. You know, like the stories and some of their songs. But my music tends to not be the most popular. Although I love Bob Dylan. Mm-hmm. You know, I love my Dylan. You know, I love looking back over classically, you know, good songwriters and, you know. But yeah, at the moment.
Okay, and who do you class your main influence as? Is it the Dylan-esque style? Or?
It's going to be a combination. I mean, the person who got me learning guitar was John Mayer. But then when I looked at who he got him learning guitar, I realised, actually, those people are really, really good. So I'm talking, you know, your Ray Charles, your Bob Dylan. And, I mean, sometimes some of Elton John's chords are great. And I mean, I'm not massive on his songs, but like, I try and take what I can from everyone.
You look at it musically rather than necessarily from the pop angle as well.
Exactly, yeah. You have to kind of come up with one side that's your kind of your brand, is your image. Is I'm going to be this kind of like folky guy, or I'm going to be this like this guy from the streets, or I'm going to be this posh guy. Like, but musically, you just have to pick whatever you think is best.
And where you're going to excel.
Yeah, and where you're going to excel, yeah. Spot on.
What we're going to have from you next then?
We're going to have a song called Walk On By.
Nothing to do, and your friends, well, they won't talk to you. And your girl, she's found a new man, and he's tall, and you don't understand. Yeah, don't waste your time asking why. No, just walk on by, walk on by. You're skint, and the bank's being rude. If you're late for rent again, and if you need some new shoes, put on your best jeans and jump on a train. Get off with the star, yeah, where it starts to rain. Sometimes the wind is cold, so you gotta swim over to get back on the road. Sometimes the yard can feel like miles. So walk on by, 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 walk on by. Just walk on by. Thank you. to feel old. You're not sure where you wanna be, and you're not sure your soul. If the rain, if it pummels you through, if your only peace of mind is alone in your room, don't waste your time asking why. No, just walk on by, walk on by. Walk on by, walk on by. Walk on by, walk on by. No. Sometimes your bridge is closed, and you gotta swim over to get back on the road. Yeah. Sometimes the yard can feel like miles. So walk on by, 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 yeah. Just walk on by.
Absolutely excellent.
Well done, that was
Daniel,
lovely.
Thank you for that. More from you in a minute. Okay, mate.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Back to the phones we go. And just across the stadium from me, I haven't dragged her over here because she's having a busy afternoon, is Kerry Davies, membership manager for Wolves. How are you doing?
All right, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right, Tar. Now, you've had a busy pre-season, haven't you?
We have, very busy pre-season.
And the My Wolves and Young Wolves have been selling rather well.
They have.
But it's still time for you to be able to get yourself a Wolves membership and get some great benefits along the way too.
There is. Young Wolves is just £15 for the season, and for that they get an exclusive football shirt, and at the moment they can still get 3 free matches. Those matches are Wolves against Sheffield United, Wolves against Crewe Alexandra, that's a Boxing Day fixture, so that's normally very popular, and Wolves versus Peterborough United, and that's in April.
So well worth doing that one, because for £15, you've done the maths on this, how much is that really worth?
Well, you're getting £45 worth of goodies plus loads of benefits, because you do get 100 loyalty points, so that gives them a priority window for booking, so they can get their ticket a week before we go on general sale.
Oh, very good. And how old do they have to be to be
able to
join?
Young is 4 to 16 years of age. But we do Wolves Dribblers. We try and cater for all that. from the born, we do Wolves Dribblers, which is 0 to 3, and that one's only £10, and they get a lovely... joining gift with that one as well. But Young Wolves is 4 to 16. And then we do My Wolves, which is the 17-year-olds and all the adults. And the adults is £15.
And it's the closest thing to being a season ticket holder without being a season ticket holder, isn't it? Because you may not be able to commit to all the matches, but you still get a number of the benefits. And you can also collect cash in your merchandise and ticket funds as well.
It is. It's definitely the next best thing to being a season ticket holder. You do get, again, with the adult membership, you get 100 loyalty points. And again, you get the priority window booking, which the adult membership has gone very well so far this season, because we're getting not a very high allocation for away tickets. So they're getting, with the 100 loyalty points, it means they get a week to book their away tickets before we go on general sale. And that has been the main benefit of being a My Wolves member, if I'm honest, for this season.
And that can be the difference between actually getting to a match and not being able to go.
That's right, yeah.
Especially if there's like a team that you particularly want to go and see, then it's an advantage to be able to get it the week before.
Yeah, we've got over 2,000 now adult members. And this time last year, we just got short of 1,000. So it has definitely picked up some,
And it is more people are knowing about it as well, because it is something that is still fairly new, isn't it?
It is. This will be the third season for My Wolves, but Young Wolves have been about a lot longer. But for My Wolves, it is only the third season. But for all of them, what they do get is, as you said earlier, was the cash rewards. So they get 10% ticket cash and 10% merchandise cash. So for an example, if they were buying a £20 ticket for an adult, you get £2 of ticket cash that goes back onto your card. You can then save those up, and then, you know, some people do, and they get a free match ticket once they've saved it up, or they use it against the next match that they buy.
Oh, so they get a bit back as well. So
yeah. Adult members, we do two matches for £5 ticket cash. This season it's Milton Keynes and Port Vale. So they can use £5 of their ticket cash to get their match ticket. So that's what a lot of people are saving their ticket cash for this season, so that they know that they can come to Port Vale and Milton Keynes effectively really for free.
And when you're doing your Christmas shopping, you'll know that towards the end of the season, you'll have saved up some merchandise cash from the club shop, and maybe as you look into a new shirt at the start, as the end of one season, you've got it in plenty of time and you've managed to save some money on it as well.
That's right, yeah. So they get the same principle works in merchandise. 10% of whatever they buy then goes back onto the card, and then they can save it then, you know, as you say, for Christmas presents or...
Mm-hmm. And as long as you're using that footballing gear, you're at your quids in, it all works well.
Yeah, it ends the end of June. Mm-hmm. 30th of June, use it or lose it. That's my campaign. for the ticket cash and merchandise cash.
Yeah.
So they do have a month after the... you know,
the end of the virtual football season itself.
Yeah. Well, I bet the dribblers one is quite popular, actually, because, you know, if you've got...
Well, you think you have another child just so you can enrol them.
No, because, I mean, it's something unusual to give to a baby, particularly if you know they're, like, big balls fans.
It is a lovely gift. I've had one lady today that's brought it, because I do get a nice certificate that's got a Kenny Jacket, signature at the bottom. It says now you're an official Wolves supporter, and it's all signed by Kenny Jacket at the bottom. So they put that on in the bedroom.
Yeah.
They get a nice letter, and then we do nice Christmas parties. The Dribblers had a lovely one last Christmas, and George Ellicoe came to the party. And he was so good with them. He was really, really good, but he was a surprise guest last at the Dribblers party.
See, I miss out on that one. I get to go to the Young Wolves Christmas party, so that's quite nice.
It was quite funny, really, because I thought they'd be a bit scared of George. He's huge, and all the kids loved George, and then they all cried at Santa.
Oh, well, Santa's always scared me, but there we are.
So I thought I was doing well. But no. And then Young Wolves do have their own Christmas parties as well.
No, I do love those. They're always good fun. And we have all sorts of things like table football, and you get to meet several of the first team squad, that sort of thing. So it's
lots
nice.
Lots of benefits, then.
No, it is really good. So, Kerry, tell us how people can actually book their place on either of these.
You can do it online. You can visit wolves.co.uk. You can call the ticket office on 0871 222 1877, and they can put it through for you, or it's in Megastore and Dudley Street store as well. So it's by, you know, visiting the shops, ticket office, or online.
Okay, give us those web addresses one more time.
So you can visit wolves.co.uk, 0871 222 1877, or club shops.
Kerry, thank you for that. I'll let you get back to you because it sounds absolutely manic over there at the moment.
Okay, no worries.
Cheers, see you soon. Ta-ra for now. Bye.
Let's have some more music from Daniel, Jason.
You see, sat there poised with a guitar. You're enjoying it. You haven't tried to touch him yet, which is quite good. She's normally fairly babbling at the
moment. I'm being professional today.
Which is unusual. Last week you were getting excited at the concept of some farmers or something, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, or was it rugby? Young rugby players? Or no, young farmers, that's what it was.
She's absolutely... No, Zoe's a bit of a nightmare. She's... we have to keep her under control, but there we go. Right, now, you've been singing a few tunes and putting them up on YouTube and using that to help promote yourself as well. And it's a little bit like busking on the internet.
It's a little bit like busking on the internet. I mean, my main platform at the moment is actually a website called Bandcamp,
mm-hmm.
Which I've released my EP through. It's in to go on iTunes soon, so you might be able to find it on there. But by the time this goes out, it might be on iTunes, actually.
You never know.
You never know. But... YouTube's a really good platform to get a really good, honest opinion, because people, when they're not face-to-face, when they're on the
They will tell you exactly what they're thinking, and sometimes they might even spell it correctly.
Yeah, sometimes, if you're very lucky. And, like, that isn't a bad thing. I mean, it depends what kind of videos you put up. If you put up something you're proud of and you think it's half decent, you're not going to get slated, but somebody might turn around and they'll say, oh, you're right, I do a similar thing. Try doing this differently, and you can learn and pick things up.
Okay, the only thing I would say about your YouTube video, if ever you're doing a YouTube video...
Which one's this?
Well, close the wardrobe door. I don't know, but there's one with a wardrobe door open in the background.
Oh, I'm messy. That's probably uni.
I mean, trust the best, you to notice that, Jason.
If anyone is looking, if they do half like my music and they want to have a little look, the best place is Bandcamp.
Yep.
Or find me on Facebook. It's just Daniel Greenwood. Have a little search.
Okay, what are you going to sing for us this time around, sir?
I'm going to sing Finding Home.
Tired of these tired walls, I don't wanna go to sleep. Gonna grab all of my favorite things and leave it. I'd ride a chain to anywhere till I like what I can see. I buy myself something that I don't need. Thinking I don't really feel like anybody else, but everybody else probably feels the same as me. Your bags, you know exactly what to do. Do something you shouldn't and see it through. The pubs around here are growing old, and someday so is so leave this town and see another few. I'm not gonna miss my bed or my clothes, but darling, you know I'm gonna miss you. Mothers want you to let her go, fathers say you got her wrong. Mothers want you not to go, fathers say you got her go.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Yeah, I do like an acoustic guitar, Jason.
You said this many a time before, I have, yes. And yet you still can't play one. You only play bass.
Yes.
Do you need a bassist, Daniel?
A bit out of practice now, though. We can get and I'd have to cut my nails, which wouldn't.
Oh no, because you're so glamorous.
I'd have to get rid of my nails.
Yeah, that'd be shocking, wouldn't it?
It would be a shame. There's some good nails.
Yeah. There we are. Right, back to the plot and back to the phones we go, where we find
Angela Lewis, who's organiser of a fantastic craft fair in a couple of weeks.
Hello.
Hello.
Now you've got a very busy day on Saturday, the 21st of September, as you'll be at the Wolfram Hall on North Street with Wolverhampton's Artists and Crafts Fair, and it's all going to be rather busy for the guys down at Little Hippo, isn't it?
It is indeed. We really hope it's going to be a fantastic day out. As you say, Saturday 21st September from 10 o'clock, we've got over 50 local makers. It's all handmade, it's all local, and it's all fantastic.
Now, if people want to take part in this, they can actually come along and buy when you've got free entry to the public between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. But if people are out there crafting away at home, they can pay £30 for a table, and that's all provided. You do all that, they just need to get in place, get it booked, and they can come along and sell some of their wares.
Ordinarily they could. Unfortunately, we have actually been full for about 5 weeks.
Really? Ooh, that's completely sold out? Wow.
We sell out of this really fast. This is the second year we've done it, and word of mouth has gone around really quickly because the calibre of the local artist is just superb. There is some amazing talent in the Black Country.
Mm. What sort of things are going to be there to buy? What sort of artists have you got?
Oh, right. We've got glassmakers, we've got ceramicists, we've got people that make soap, we've got people that make bags, jewellers, photographers, fine artists, you name it, it's there.
Mm, so if you want to pick up perhaps a new painting for one of your rooms, then you're going to be able to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And the nice thing is as well, because it's all handmade and it's all local, everything you pick up on the day will be completely unique.
Mm.
And not only that, though, but there are also demonstrations as well. So if it might be something that you fancy turning your hand to, or buying something and then developing that into, you know, the theme for a room at home, you can get some tips on how to do that too.
You can indeed. We've got 5 amazing people that are doing demonstrations. We've got Tanya, who's going to help you learn how to do cake decorations. Keely, who's working with encaustic wax. Anne, who's a florist, who's going to teach you how to do small displays. Helen's waking up the man in red and doing some Christmas decorations.
Already.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to prepare.
We've got to prepare for him. And Heather's going to show you how to make some vintage-looking jewellery.
Oh, I like the jewellery one.
I thought you might.
Yes, I think the there's nothing better than having a unique piece of jewellery, or even one that you've made yourself. It's lovely.
Well, this is it. I mean, the nice thing is, yes, they'll give you the basic skills to go away and learn something, but then you go away and do it yourself, and you create your own piece of jewellery, which will be equally fantastic.
And you never know, 12 months' time, you might be at the next one and selling your wares there if it all works out okay. Because this isn't the only event you do in a year, is it?
It's the largest event we do. We do a lot of other events, but this is the largest one that we do.
And if people do want to find out about what else you get up to, how can they do that?
The easiest way to find us is, quite frankly, type in Little Hippo Presents into a Google search, and you will find us everywhere.
And you'll turn up on Facebook all over, and your Twitter account is at Little Hippo Shop.
It is, yeah.
So and there is a story behind the Little Hippo, so I'm told.
Okay. Oh, well, I think we need to know then. Who are we referring to here?
My old school nickname really is Little Hippo.
Okay, was there an addiction to crisps during your youth?
No, it's not a horrid one. It's basically me and my best friend, who is still my best friend, back of a geography class, aged about 12, giggling our heads off, and the teacher said, "Will the two giggling hippos at the back please shut up? She's taller than me, so I'm little, she's big hippo." And we kind of looked around and went, "Oh, it's us."
But that is sweet, I like that, and I'm glad it's stuck, and it means something nice too. So to get yourself down there, all you need to do now is really turn up on the day, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Put it in your diary.
Free entry.
I was going to say, there's not a lot which is free anymore, is there? So that's a bonus as well.
Well, we're aware that nobody's got a lot of money these days. You want a nice day out, you want to see something different, you want to learn something different. So we want to make it as accessible as possible.
What's the competitions that you're going to be doing? Because I can see that you're doing competitions throughout the day as well.
Oh, that's really fabulous. What it is, we've got an amazing bronze caster called Andy O'Boyle, who has made a 70-kilo bronze hippo.
Yeah, wow.
It's fabulous. It doesn't have a name. So he's made us a small hippo, and we're going to be running a competition. £1 a go, name the big hippo, and you could win its little cousin.
I reckon it's called Angela Lewis myself.
I wish. It's gorgeous. I'd love to own it.
Sounds really good. So that event once more, Saturday the 21st of September. It's in Wolfram Hall on North Street in Wolverhampton. WV1 1RQ for your sat-nav. 10 a.m. through till 4 p.m. And you can go along and see those crash demonstrations throughout the day. Also pick up something, even if it is seasonal, you may be able to get your Christmas stuff too. And you can go along and enjoy what Wolverhampton artists and crafters have been basically making to share with you on that day. And it's all going to be sensibly priced, I'm guessing, as well.
Yes, it is. I mean, it is all local makers, and they're trying to be accessible as possible.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of work goes into these things. You will have to make sure you're covering their time that's done it, but as I say, it's the time, the talent, and the ingenuity which you'll be able to see on display and buy some to take to your own home.
Thank you, yeah.
Angela, thank you for joining us, and keep enjoying doing these, and we'll talk to you before next year's event as well, okay?
All right, thank you.
Cheers, drive now.
Bye-bye.
So one final tune from Daniel Greenwood before we send you back out onto the streets.
Yeah,
almost literally, because, say, you're going to be playing busking before the Walls Crawley game, which
yes,
will have happened already by the time you hear this, but that's not the point. What have you got to share with us this time around?
This is track one of the EP.
Okay, tell us the title of the EP for starters.
Yeah, the title of the EP is Goldsmore EP.
Mm-hmm.
Or Goldsmore. Because.
Because?
I'm going to say because before you even ask.
Yeah.
When I was younger, my gran used to live in the country outside Tiverton in Devon. She used to have this massive old cottage that just got passed down and down and down. And it's called Goldsmore. And I spent most of my childhood there, and it meant a lot to me. And then they moved away a few years ago, and I've always been looking for some kind of way of making something that will keep it in history. So
I thought my first release, I'd call it Goldsmore. I was stuck for any other name.
That's a nice story, though.
Yeah, that's good. That's cool.
It's okay. A beautiful house.
Yeah. Right, what's the tune and what's it about?
This track's called I Haven't Stopped. I was busking in a place not as nice as Wolverhampton called Chatham in Kent. It's kind of... I wrote it while I was out in a coffee shop and I played it all day. Poor people.
I'm sure they came back for more.
Yeah.
Right, okay, take it away.
Open and I'm waiting for the silver spoon. So listen up, I said in my head, I said you gotta use it, you gotta play like no one else. Well, I play a hard, that's a sharp name, won't get me far. Gotta make sure rhyme to keep it straight from the heart. Nah, 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 wah-ah. Well, I write my songs on the day I'm guessing that no one cared. Well, if you see me on the street and you don't like what you see, like the Beatles said, just let it be. No, 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 no. Well, I've been starved by myself, yeah. So I began to sound like someone else. Well, I've been going, running back again over the same old tunes. My mouth is wide open and I'm waiting for the silver. Said I'm waiting for the silver spoon, yeah. Said I'm waiting and I stop.
Nearly caught us by surprise.
I know, so very sudden stop. But no, good tune, enjoy that. And that's obviously fairly short. Is that about a minute and a half, is it, that one?
It's 2 minutes, that one.
Really, it just hits the 2 minutes. So it could be a Eurovision Song Contest entry, that one, couldn't it? You never know. It could happen Sunday. Maybe it wasn't where you were planning to go with your music, but whatever. So what have you got as far as your websites then? Can we give us all the Bandcamp details one more time?
All right. The best place to keep up to date with what I'm doing and, you know, what I most appreciate everyone taking a look at is my Facebook, which is facebook.com/DanGreenwoodMusic. That's all one word, Dan Greenwood Music. From there, you can get my music. There's a link to my Bandcamp. You can see when I'm playing near you, and you can see what releases come out next. You can see what's on my mind if you really care. but there's all bits of
that comes out in the music, though, surely, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. There's all like press stuff on there, and it's pretty exciting page.
Cool. Well, you find it interesting, and I'm sure your mother does too. That's sweet. Okay, so that's cool. How you find you and gigs and stuff. Come on, what gigs you got?
Stuff. I've just finished a load before this was released. So my next one is on the 13th September, and that's in Little Dorley, in a place called the Unicorn. But if you don't want to go there, the day after, I'm in Telford Town Centre all day.
Singing on the high street.
Singing. No, I'm singing outside Next.
Okay.
For their sale. So mm-hmm. That's
sort of sweet. Do you have to sing songs
sale.
About Next for that one, or is it?
Sales, yeah. Well, it's all good
fun
for
me. You want to ask for some clothes that you have to wear?
There's nothing wrong with his outfit. No, it's fine. Stop having to.
Just to get some free clothes.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that's all right. Then we'll let you off. Right. Cool. Well, thank you for coming in. Been good to hear the music. We really have enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Cheers. And time for us to go then. So Zoe, we should be back next week.
It's been eventful today. Yeah,
it has. It's been a busy one. You'll no doubt be just heading back to the day job as well, won't you?
Oh, gosh, yes. So, don't mention it.
2 weeks off and you'll be all worn out.
And relaxed.
Yes, chilled out. Okay, worn out. It's all the same. Right, we'll see you then for 219. Ta-ra for now.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.